Welcome to another edition of Things You Know That Just Aren't So, and Important News You Need to Know. Presented by Patrick A. Heller of award-winning Liberty Coin Service in Lansing. Take it away, Pat.
Good morning. There is a consistent pattern that when U.S. government financial reports are starting to show negative trends, the methodology for compiling these reports is changed to be more favorable to the government's goals. If that isn't possible, then the government simply stops issuing these reports. For example, when the Federal Reserve's M3 definition of the money supply started to send a warning signal that the U.S. economy was overheating in early 2006, the Fed discontinued its weekly report in March that year. This contributed to public ignorance about runaway government money creation that brought on the Great Recession a year later. This year, the Federal Reserve's M2 definition of the money supply was also sending a warning about runaway government money creation. So, the Fed discontinued its weekly updates at the beginning of February. Instead of actual data, the Fed only issues a monthly report of the average of the daily M2 money supply, making it more difficult to anticipate the next American economic crash. Someone in the U.S. government or Federal Reserve is afraid that accurate information reporting might contradict their message of supposedly transitory and limited increases in consumer prices. Consequently, the monthly report in August that the Fed supplies to Congress suddenly stopped including data on three emergency lending programs. The three are Primary Dealer Credit Facility, the Commercial Paper Funding Facility, and the Money Market Mutual Fund Liquidity Facility. These were the first three emergency lending programs established by the Fed in March last year to combat the economic slowdown. Obviously, the Fed's promise of complete transparency to Congress and the public has been broken. By the way, the Federal Reserve started its massive injections of liquidity into the banking system in mid-September 2019 through use of overnight repo loans. This program has now exceeded $10 trillion in loans, though the Fed stopped reporting the daily totals about 6 months ago. With so much new secrecy about U.S. government and Federal Reserve financial reports, isn't it long past time for the regular media to start asking what looming horrible news they are trying to hide? That's it for now. Come back Friday for more things you know that just aren't so, and important news you need to know. I'm Patrick A. Heller, Communications Officer of Liberty Coin Service in Lansing. Thank you for listening.
This is a paid advertisement. The previous views expressed do not necessarily reflect those of 1320 WILS or MacDonald Broadcasting.